I grew up in Southern California in a largely Latino area called Santa Ana. And the neighborhood that I grew up in was a high crime area. And to give you an idea of what that was like, we had this big bay window in our living room of our house when I was a little girl. And we weren't allowed to sit in that room because there were a lot of shootings in the area at that time. Because it was a high crime area, we had a strong, heavy police presence. And I saw a lot of interactions between the people in the community and the police. Sometimes they were good, but a lot of times they were not good. And I am intimately familiar with what it's like to live in a neighborhood where you don't always feel like the police are there to protect and serve you. So I wanted to be a public defender when I grew up. I wanted to defend people with dignity and with skill, and that's what I did. And as a public defender, one of the things I got to do was watch more hours than I could count of body-worn camera video footage. There were many times when, you know, a police officer would ask a suspect if he had a weapon, and the answer was no. And then they'd find a loaded gun, you know, in the car right next to where he was sitting. Or they'd find a weapon on a suspect's person, a knife or something. There were lots of times in these videos when the police are investigating and someone will start resisting violently all of a sudden when no one would have expected that. And I realized that there was this, and there is this big gap between what I experienced and what my family and friends experienced in that neighborhood back in Santa Ana, and the experience of law enforcement as they're investigating these crimes on the streets every day. When I heard about Iolero and I saw that there was the position open for director, I thought, well, who better to help bridge that gap and to help strengthen the relationship between the community and the sheriff's office than me?
So the relationship between the former Iolero director and the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office was somewhat contentious, with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office suggesting that Jerry Threat stepped too far outside of his role. How do you feel like your relationship will progress with the sheriff's office?
Well, I had a meeting last week with Sheriff Mark Essick and his management team. It was a good, long meeting. They were very open and supportive of the audit process. And so I am hopeful and optimistic about this, our relationship moving forward. You know, there are some new players at the table now. And so far, the interactions have been very, very positive.